Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, this is Lydia calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we are talking to people long distance today about issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to this survey. To begin with,
how long does that take?
Are you registered? It's going to take around 5 to 7 minutes of your time, depending on your responses.
Okay, do it quickly. Do it quickly.
Thank you, ma'am. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Of course.
Thank you. Now, in which county do you currently reside?
Do I what?
In which county do you currently reside?
Do I reside in?
Yes, in which county?
Hidalgo.
Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Hispanic. Yeah. I'm Hispanic.
Thank you. Now, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often, Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Independent of party. Depends on the issue and depends on the person.
Thank you. Now, although you vote for the person and do not and not one of the major parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates of whom you knew a little about, have you tended to vote for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
The woman.
But do you go for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
It all depends. Generally speaking, it's a Democrat.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we are speaking to people of all ages, may I ask, in what year were you born?
I'm old enough and past old enough. That's enough.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following categories best describes your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and over.
Thank you. Now, do you favor or oppose the Texas legislature creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract economic development such as industrial and manufacturing projects to Texas?
I'm not familiar with that. So I don't know.
Thank you. Now, please tell me if you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose each of the following elements of a proposal to create a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas. The first one is, this proposal provides the school district and local community with a tool to attract jobs, and it creates a future tax revenue stream that helps school districts pay for expenses, teachers' salaries, and construction and renovations of school buildings.
Definitely do. I'm a retired principal, and believe me, they're very paid poorly. They have no respect for the teaching profession.
Okay, so would you say you strongly favor that element of the proposal or somewhat favor?
I just said I did.
Is that strongly or somewhat?
Yes, all the way. It's underestimated.
Thank you. The next one is, the property tax discounts given to businesses by school districts are not permanent, as they provide tax relief for no more than 10 years. After that, the business property is taxed at 100% of its assessed value. Even during the discount period, businesses pay 100% of the school district's debt service taxes, and this is money the school can use immediately for school construction and renovation with no tax rate increase for homeowners.
Tax them all the way. They don't need the money. They need to put their money where their mouth is.
So do you favor this element of the proposal, or do you oppose it? I didn't get that.
Taxing them all the way. No breaks, no nothing.
Is that strongly favored then?
I guess.
Thank you. The next one is, school districts that approve limited temporary tax discounts for businesses have built-in protections and can monitor the company's progress. Companies that fall short of milestones, such as providing a certain number of new jobs, can lose their tax discount and be required to pay back with interest any taxes that would have been due without a discount.
No discounts, pay taxes all the way. They don't need to be taking breaks from anybody. They have got the money.
And so does that mean that you strongly favor this element of the proposal, or you oppose it?
What proposal?
Remember that I am reading elements of a proposal to create a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas. So the question is,
No breaks for anybody. Do your job and get it done.
So after reading the last element of the proposal, would you say you favor or you oppose it?
Favor taxing them? No. I want them taxed all the way. I don't want them getting any breaks, bottom line, wherever it fits in.
Okay, so let me go back to the element of the proposal.
The other way out. Whatever it is, tax them. All right? Thanks.
So let me read again the element of the proposal. That way you can give me a response if you favor it or oppose it. It says, school districts that approve limited temporary tax discounts for businesses have built-in protections and can monitor the company's progress. Companies that fall short of milestones, such as providing a certain number of new jobs, can lose their tax discount and be required to pay back with interest any taxes that would have been due without a discount.
I don't believe in any of that having to pay back, because they need to be taxed to begin with. That's it.
So would you say you favor or oppose this element of the proposal?
I don't know which one in favor or oppose. I just say no breaks.
Thank you. The next one is, the company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determining factor in its decision to invest in Texas.
I don't understand.
We just want to know if you favor or oppose that element of the proposal after I read it.
If it gets in the way of taxing and they don't want to if taxes get in their way or whatever, then they can just drop and get out.
So does that mean that you favor the element of the proposal that I just read to you, or does that mean that you oppose it? I need a clear response because, I mean, due to quality assurance, I need a more clear response.
Favoring mean that they pay taxes and get breaks or not?
I mean, this element of the proposal says the company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determining factor in its decision to invest in Texas. So the question is, based on that...
Yeah, that doesn't matter to me, so I oppose all that.
Okay. The next one is, the company must demonstrate that the project and improved facilities will eventually generate more in new tax revenue for the school district than the amount of the temporary tax discount the company receives. In other words, the school district must make more than a company saves.
The district doesn't have to beat around the bush with them. They don't need the monies, and they can pay the district whatever they want, and that's it. I've got to run. Bye.